I feel like my voice is so low and I sound so sad. I'm still trying to get back on the groove, and I'm still trying to gain my self-confidence back and be really comfortable with where I'm at right now. Hey everybody, what's up? I'm Thea, and welcome to another episode of Tea and Tequila Talks. It's been a while since the last time that I sat down and talked to you guys, and now I'm really happy because I'm here. I'm finally showing up, you know, after almost 2 months. I don't even remember the last episode that I posted, but I think I posted it last November or December. I'm not so sure. Ang tagal na talaga. But this time, I'm using my new microphone. It's the prize that I won from that Kumu campaign that I won last November. And this is the first time that I am recording right now. And let's just see how this will go. I'm just gonna make a short cuento about what happened, what's happening, and my plans also for the future, and just a short chismis time. So if you're interested, if you're curious, if you, you know, want to listen to me as a friend, I'm just here, and I'm just gonna make a, you know, chica chica time. Just a very short one. So, what day is it today? It's January 26th. It's 9:25 p.m. And I'm actually recording this one. No, I'm filming this one also on my camera just to see if I can post snippets or like video posts, whatever. It's a thing that I'm willing to try, but hindi ko sure kung ma-edit ko siya ng maayos. But I'll really do the very best that I can to make this stuff work and to be committed to podcasting, because I really love this so much, and I'm just incredibly happy because I have a new microphone with me. And also pala, I just want to take this opportunity to thank everybody who were very supportive of my Kumu campaign last November. To everyone who sent virtual gifts and who stayed with me during my streaming hours on Kumu, thank you guys so much. I wouldn't have this microphone if not because of your help and love and support, so thank you. And what else? It's been over a month since the typhoon. And if you're new here, if this is the first episode na pinakinggan nyo, short context lang, okay? I'm a Boholana. I'm a very, very proud Boholana. And unfortunately, we were hit by the typhoon last December 16. And sobrang, it was a really traumatic experience, not just for me, but to everyone na naapektuhan, like my family, our neighbors, and lots of people and communities na talagang nawala ng bahay, binaha, nawala ng mga bubong, and all that. Even us, our family, like, we lost our car, and we had minimal damages at home, but we spent the days after the typhoon, we were just cleaning, you know. We weren't really thinking about lots of things. We just really wanted to clean the house, that's all. And after, like, a couple of days, dun ko lang na-realize na, oh my god, tenga na ako. And I don't really like being unproductive. But I thought about, you know, using that time, the parang short break or social media detox or whatever you wanna call it, as parang a time for me to rethink about my purpose, to rethink about my priorities in life as well, especially because it's the end of the year that time. So I spent a lot of time reading, I spent a lot of time journaling and being with my family and spending time with my cousins, as in like no internet, no signal. And even if I wanted to volunteer, like wala akong means to communicate because like wala talaga signal sa bahay namin, guys, and it's so hard. So what we did was we also made relief ops for our neighbors, especially during the new year, kasi ang dami talagang affected, and even like sa northern part ng Bohol and most parts ng, I think, Cebu, Siargao, parts sa Surigao, Palawan, Negros, and Leyte, I guess, basta yung mga ganun. Like, it's really heartbreaking to look back on those times, and I had a vlog about it, by the way, so if you haven't checked that out, please do. It's on my YouTube channel, and I was able to edit it and upload it agad the moment I arrived here in Cebu. So mga mid-January, I decided to move here in Cebu just so I can have things na magawa ko. Kasi it was really okay at first, like journaling, reading, biking with my cousins, and doing lots of household chores, and playing with my dogs, and just being with my family. But then I realized na I really couldn't wait until na maging okay ang lahat to do something, because I'm the kind of person who really loves being productive, not just parang busy or busy-busyhan. I really like na being able to do work or to do, you know, something really productive. Para basta yon, gets niyo na yon. If you're my friend or if you've been here for a while now, I know that you know how much I love doing stuff. Like, I don't really call it work, but you know, the podcasts, the vlogs, the live stream, the online content that I put out there, I really love doing that, and I really love what I do. So I missed it so much, and so ayun, I decided to move here in Cebu. I lived with my uncle and his family, and they were very accepting. And ayun, officially today, anong araw ba ngayon? Wednesday. Yeah, officially 2 weeks na ako dito, and my sister just arrived this afternoon also, because she has lots of things to settle, especially with school, and I think babalik na sila ng pasok. I'm not sure, basta parang ganun. So we left our mama at home with the dogs and our other family members, but they're okay naman, they're getting by. And ayun, parang it's really sad, like everything that happened, like it really affected me holistically, like mentally, spiritually, physically, like sobrang pagod and all that. But now, yeah, I'm in a much better place right now, holistically talaga, especially mentally, na parang nasa right headspace na ako to create, to work. It's really different before, and I know that I'm not alone, and parang I hold on to the fact that a lot of people are really thriving right now. And you know, as in talagang, oh my god, naiiyak ako. but yeah, I don't want to make this a sad podcast. I just really want to make a kwento or a chika about what happened. But yeah, aside naman sa sasakyan namin na talagang totally damaged, wala naman masyadong damages at home. Napaayos naman namin agad. And sa bahay nila Lola also. So ayun, we were healing, and me personally, I'm accepting naman na healing is not linear. So there will be days na I wake up in the morning, I feel really motivated to do stuff, and then some days, especially when I arrived here in Cebu, as in yung talagang yung pagod, as in I was sick for 2 days, I think, as in talagang I was feverish, and I was isolating also for 10 days here when I arrived here. Parang nag-voluntary self-isolation lang din ako, just to make sure na my family is safe, because galing akong Pierre, galing akong bumiyahe and all that. So yeah, that's it. And it's really nice because I'm able to talk about this right now, because nung talagang pinagdaanan naman ng family ko, it was so hard to talk about it. That we were like, how are you? And we're just, oh, we're fine. Ito lang yung damages. And like, it was really traumatic talaga. As in like, nung bumabaha sa bahay namin, it was just me, my sister, and my mama inside the house with our 3 dogs. And then nung tumaas na yung tubig, we were like freaking out. Like, what the heck? Where are we going to evacuate, if ever? Kasi as in, wala na kaming madaanan, and our house is a bungalow house. As in, wala siyang second floor. So we were freaking out. We weren't really prepared for it. Like, it was my cousin's birthday also. So, hindi kami nakapag-impake to evacuate. As in, wala talaga. And, yeah, parang na-underestimate namin yung bagyo. And we were really guilty about it. And we learned our lesson naman. I think not just me, not just my family, but everyone. And, ayun, parang seeing posts and hearing stories about people who evacuated and who, like, friends na may mga kakilala na nawala ng buhay, ganun, nawala ng family members. It was really heartbreaking. It was really heartbreaking. And parang mahahalintulad ko siya sa nangyari sa amin nung 2013, nung 7.2 magnitude na earthquake. It's just that, grabe yung aftermath ng bagyo talaga. Like, with the earthquake, siguro mahasabi ko na it's a one-time thing, yung 7.2 magnitude. But, ang daming aftershocks after that. But our house was okay. We were able to... Yung kuryente namin bumalik agad after a couple of weeks. But now, as in, like, yung damage talaga, even with the livelihood of so many people, yung farm namin, sobrang daming mga kahoy yung natumba. We don't even know. I think wala na yatang coconut or yung ibang mga kahoy. Even the papaya kakatanim pa. Parang, as in... sobrang heartbreaking talaga. But yeah, looking back at those days, parang I only have gratefulness in my heart. Like, it's very traumatic and it makes me really sad up until now. It affected me talaga emotionally, mentally, as in. But talking about this now, it makes me feel na okay pala, okay ako, and we're healing. Yeah, I'm just really grateful na no one got hurt in my family. We lost our dog pala. Aside from the car pala na damage, we lost our dog. She's very old also. She's 15 years old. And parang, nirescue namin siya sa baha. And then it took her, I think, 3 weeks lang to live. And then she died in her sleep. And ayun, parang di na siya tumatahol. And then we really, we're just waiting. And then, I feel really sad talking about my dog who died. But yeah, my other dogs, Rookie and Kiro, they're fine. They're well-loved at home, and I miss them so much. I miss everybody at home so much, and I'm looking forward to going back soon. But for now, I think I'm just going to work on myself and work on my craft. I want to get better at my craft talaga. And it's really nice to be able to sit down and talk like this and talk to you as if you're a friend. I'm not sure if maraming makikinig sa podcast na to, but I'm just really happy that you're here. Thank you for listening, by the way. Ang dami pang nangyayari ngayon, and now I'm back to working out. I'm back to being a creative. I'm trying to really get back on the groove. And today, for the first time this year, I vlogged. It's just a quick life update also. You know, how life has been lately. So, yun lang. And I did a live stream on Kumu. I was on Scene Zone channel, so I was featured there. And then, yeah, I vlogged today. I worked out today. And I'm showing up. For the first time in a long time, I'm finally showing up. And that's the best thing that I could do. And, you know, as we should naman, diba? And there's this quote na I saw on Twitter na parang that's the first or that's the most or the hardest part talaga. Like, you know, starting or getting up and showing up and actually doing something. That shit's hard. Like, it's not every day na you get to be as motivated. So, I'm pretty proud of myself, and I know I feel like I'm talking so much about myself. I'm so sorry. Promise. I will do the very best that I can to get more guests on the show. So, yeah. On Friday, I'm gonna record an episode with my friend, Marielle. And what else? I think that's it. Lots of projects going on. Oh, yesterday I finished revamping my website. So there's that. And the vlogs also. So sa 2 weeks na nandito ako, I uploaded 2 vlogs already. It's still really hard to get back on the groove, especially with, you know, I was gone for a month and I didn't really care. So no pressure really. We'll get there. I know that we'll get there someday soon. I know na opportunities will come. And oh, also last week I got a call back, and I'm not allowed to talk about it yet because I'm not 100% sure that I'm in. But yeah, I'm also hoping to get that job. Job talaga to get that part. So yeah, what else? That's it, I guess. And I truly enjoy being with my cousins here. I enjoy being with them, with Jami and Rafa, with my family here. It's been a while since I went here in their house. So yeah, I love life now. It's really it's nice to be able to say this. Na I'm actually glad and happy with where I'm at right now. It's really hard to start over again and to bring back the old energetic self again, especially now na parang less na yung opportunities to travel in Bohol because everyone's thriving pa and hindi pa kami tapos with the bucket list Bohol project. So yeah, there's that, and marami pang pending projects actually, but this just reminds me na it's not the end. It's just siguro on pause. It's just on pause. Yeah, on hold lang siya. It doesn't mean na wala talagang chance to pursue so many things, because I am a living proof of that. When I thought that my life is parang going down the drain, you know, I'm gonna end up with a boring life, things changed. So ang daming pwedeng mangyari, plot twists, and it's only January, guys. So I'm very sure na good things will come our way, not just for me, for my family, but you as well, whoever you are that's listening to this episode right now, consider me as your friend. So I get messages pa rin talaga, like about the podcast, about, you know, and it's really overwhelming on my end, because I'm just here sharing to you bits and pieces of my life, and it amazes me how much of an impact that means to you. And yeah, it means a lot to me also. So thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to this one. Ang haba-haba na nito. And I think that's it. Please watch my vlogs. Please share this episode if you want to. Follow me everywhere. I'm at @TeriZaldo. I feel like my voice is so low and I sound so sad. I'm still trying to get back on the groove, and I'm still trying to gain my self-confidence back and be really comfortable with where I'm at right now. It's super different from last year and the past couple of years, but come on, it's still January, you know, ang dami pang pwede mangyari. So I'm holding on to that, and next episode I want to share to you like my goals for the year and how I am setting up my goals, also how I'm changing the way I journal and with a planner as well, because I get messages na you guys want that kind of content. So I'll give you that. And yeah, more interview with my friends. I'll bring friends over, and then, you know, we're just gonna talk about stuff. Tea and tequila talks. This is a tea talk. It's a tea talk. Ito yung kwentong cha-cha lang. Dito pwede pang ano eh, pang inuman, kasi parang mamaya iiyak na ako, diba? So yeah, I just wanna say that I miss my friends so much. I miss drinking tequila with them. I miss drinking tea with them. And I really appreciate you for being here. Okay, yun na yun. I think that's the end of the episode. I'm not sure if I'm gonna publish this one, but because it's a really sad one, you think? But yeah. So ayun na nga. Thank you everybody. I'm sorry, but you know, I just really wanted to share, you know, overshare. I'm a professional oversharer. Sharer yarn. So ayun. If you want someone to talk to, I'm just here. If you want an ate or someone older, someone younger, or a stranger you want to, you know, tell your problems to, I'm just here. I'm just a DM away. I enjoy reading your messages talaga, like the emails, the DMs, the comments. I enjoy them. I love you so much, and you guys mean a lot to me. Thank you for being here. I hope to catch up with you guys next time, and have a happy new year. this is very late already, but it's still January. So happy new year. I wish you a happier, a healthier, and a more fruitful year this year. So, you know, wala masyadong takeaways ngayon. But yeah, well, I didn't prepare anything. Wala tayong quotable quotes. But I hope you learned a thing or two from the episode, and I hope that this is, you know, this will help you to show up more and keep going with your life. So if you have lots of things na pinuput on hold nyo, may this be a reminder for you that it's never too late to start. And just show up. And if you feel like, or maybe if you don't feel like doing it, it's fine. You know, you can, you're allowed to feel sad. You're allowed to, I don't know, take your downtime and take a break. But whenever you feel like it, whenever you feel ready, go for it. Go for it. I'm rooting for you. You got this. Thank you again so much, guys. I'll catch up with you next time. Cheers! Bye! I miss doing that so much. Alright, bye!